All right, 6:11 now on this Monday morning after the day before with the Falcons. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing later on this evening, 4 o'clock. Him and Bobby Hebert live on location, Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. They're going to size up the Saints and the Falcons like we're going to do here. Plus, they'll talk about LSU's battle with South Alabama. Then at 6:30, visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, head coach Dennis Allen, followed at 7 by wide receivers coach Keith Williams. And Monday Night Football, Seahawks at Lions on WWLAMFM.com and live on the free Odyssey app. How you doing, Mike Dettelier?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Man, it seems like Friday we're talking about Algier and walk-off field goal, and that's kind of what happened, huh?
Pretty much what happened.
And some other stuff in between that wasn't good.
Yeah. No, when you spot somebody 14 points, Tommy, you're not going to win these type games. And it all boils down to that. You had opportunities, and even despite that, you had some opportunities. But again, when you give up, you have two turnovers that turn into 14 points, you're not winning these type of games.
You know, I know stuff happens in the heat of the moment and everything else, but you would think, just generally speaking, that from the time you play little bitty football, they tell you, you know, hey, look, there's no future in fair catching a ball or trying to field a ball at the 3-yard line or 4-yard line.
You learn it pretty quick. Do not field the ball inside the 5-yard line.
Because what's the worst that could happen? It goes out of bounds where? Inside the five-yard line. It just makes no sense. But go ahead.
You understand at that point. And the one thing I will say with Rashid, he's been pretty sure-handed up until yesterday. But, again, talked about this Friday. We've seen some strange things happen in Saints-Falcons game. And mishandle it and turns into 7 points. And then, you know, you get a pass sort of sidearmed. Like trying to throw it away and gets popped up. And Troy Anderson, who had a great game yesterday for Atlanta defensively, he comes up with the pick six interception. So, again, it boils down to that turnovers, both of them touchdowns, and that would seal the deal for the Falcons offensively. They had their moments, Atlanta. The one thing I was surprised, the Saints could not get a good pass rush on Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. and you can see he's sort of statuesque now. I mean, he ain't moving much from where he's at. They could not influence Kirk on many throws at all, and especially late when you needed it, could not do it.
Did they not try to, like, send any packages or anything like that? Because I didn't see a whole lot of blitzing, and then at the end of the game, and look, it never comes down to one play or anything else, but you know, Koo is going to make that long field goal anyway because the guy's money, right? We all know that. And it just seems like, man, I'd have sent everybody because if you get a sack at the end of the game, then the game's over.
Tommy, I thought the exact same thing. You got to influence him at this stage of his career. And you got to pick and choose because if you decide to put him on every play, he's smart enough. He's going to figure it out. But I thought late. When you needed something,
you
needed to get after him. And also, you play in press man coverage. You one-on-one with receivers downfield. That surprised me a little bit, too. And maybe that has to do with some of the injuries that you sustained. Didn't have Tyrann Mathieu. He goes out during the game. But, man, in that spot, you can't play press man. Because you're going to get beat. It doesn't take much to get beat in that type of situation if you can't influence Kirk Cousins.
I don't know why they didn't, but they didn't. Let's talk about the injury situation with the Saints. Everybody's got injuries. I know it's not an excuse, but also you can't say next man up because if the next man up, as we always say, was as good, he'd be playing, right?
Correct. And then so, you know, you see just how big of an influence Taysom Hill. The offense ran so much better when he was in the lineup. He goes down, hurts his ribs on the other side now. And so who knows situation there with that spot, and then you lose Tyrann Mathieu during the game, and you already missing pieces already with not having Cesar Ruiz at right guard. You didn't have McCoy at center, didn't have Demario Davis at linebacker. So everybody has them, and it's not an excuse. Everybody deals with injuries week to week. That's part of the NFL. It's a season of attrition and how you survive it. But, you came out of that really banged up. And I thought that situation with Taysom, once he got hurt, the offense never ran the same. Again, you see what type of influence he has offensively. I thought for the most part, the offensive line held up pretty well yesterday for what you were playing with new pieces across the board. And to be honest, I thought Atlanta's offensive line held up fairly well with considering they had two new starters along their offensive line. But, man, just a couple plays, Tommy, here and there. And, again, the two plays that were the biggest. You muff a punt that is a score, and then Troy Anderson's pick six. That's what did it.
I heard maybe I misheard Derek Carr after the game, because he was saying that you got to get rid of it quicker. But I went back and watched the interception. He couldn't have been talking about that. He had to be talking about maybe a sack or something.
I think he was talking about the interception. I think he was trying to throw it away, and Judon just stuck that big paw he had out there, and he popped it up. They had difficulties yesterday blocking Judon. Trevor Penning, and they were trying to chip him at times too, but no matter who they put on that side, on that left side, they were getting in, and Trevor had a lot of problems yesterday at right tackle.
But all in all, considering the problems we thought we were going to have on offensive line, I didn't think they played that badly, did you?
No, I didn't think, to be honest, I thought they played better than I expected them to play with a lot of moving parts. And Landon Young, who had primarily played at tackle, they moved him inside to guard. And, again, Shane Lemieux, he's practiced at center, but he's never played a regular season game. At center. I thought, he played a solid game overall. But, again, it comes down to winning and losing. Mm-hmm. You can play good, but, if you don't win the game, it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
You got to keep rolling with it, but it doesn't get any easier, because you see who's coming up next on Monday night. Next week, a week from now, you play the two-time defending champs and a team that's undefeated in the Chiefs.
At home.
Right. In Kansas City.
In Kansas City, that's what I mean, at Arrowhead on a Monday night. So, there's that. 6:20, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 504-260-1870. You got any questions for Mike Dettillier analyzing the Saints-Falcons game yesterday? Right now it's time for Traffic WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier about the Saints-Falcons game yesterday. Mike, Saints have a hard time stopping a run. You can see it against Philadelphia. You certainly could see it yesterday.
It's a carryover from a year ago. Mm-hmm. This football team has had difficulties stopping the run. And I thought they did a decent job against Bijan, but it was Tyler Allgeier again.
Yep.
And, we brought that up Friday.
Yep.
He has had really good games against this football team. His style of running, he shortcut, built low to the ground. They had difficulties getting him down out into the open field, and he runs hard inside. So I don't get it because that had been a staple for this team for a long time, their ability to stop the run. Last year, difficulties, same thing again this year. The last two games that they have not been able to do it. The one thing against the Chiefs, they've had difficulties running the football with Pacheco down with a broken leg. He's, they're manufacturing things with the little short pass. They're not running the football well at all. In fact, offensively, they look a lot like what they did a year ago. Their defense is bailing them out. And then, again, Mahomes, when you need him, he comes through in the clutch. But, Tommy, I can't explain it why this football team has had so much difficulties in stopping the run. One thing let me throw out, man, you talk about a warrior, and that's Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, we're going to get to that because this man's playing. Man. Anybody's ever had broken ribs or even a cracked rib knows the pain it takes to breathe. For this man to play an NFL football game like he did yesterday, I don't know how he did it. Plus, he got a hip problem, too.
Yeah, and the fact that then once Taysom goes down, then now you really caught in the
he's
water.
He's the bell cow. That's exactly right.
Because Jamal, he's going to get you a couple carries, but they're not going to lean on him. They lean on Alvin as a runner and a receiver. And to give the effort, you know, got over 115 yards total offense, you really couldn't ask more. People say today, oh, these guys aren't tough anymore. You better take another look at that. You know, look at what Alvin Kamara put up with yesterday physically to get in that game and play. You can't tell me he ain't a tough guy.
And then you look at what we were talking about before the season with the contract and comparing him to Christian McCaffrey and aging running backs and durability and everything else. Last time I checked, Christian McCaffrey's in Germany, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting looked at with that Achilles problem, and we'll see that, you know, they're talking about he might come back in November. Mm-hmm. Talk about aging running backs. Anybody watch Sunday Night Football? Watch Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. God bless him. Man, all those years of watching him and covering and doing coverage for the Titans and everything, and to see what he did there, it's a 30-year-old running back who's taking so many hits. Now, he's given out a lot of them, too. But when he broke out into the open field, that didn't surprise me because he was a track 100, 200-meter champion in high school. Well, you're talking about a 250-pound man outrunning 200-pound guys to the end zone. Amazing to watch that at 30.
And make no mistake about it, Derrick Henry is a man.
He's a man, all right.
He is a man amongst men. Tyler Allgeier, we talked about on Friday, had 227 yards against the Saints in his career, 6.88 yards a carry. Well, yesterday he had 60 yards and he averaged 7.5 yards a carry. So, and somebody texted in and said, why do y'all keep talking about the defense? The Falcons did not score an offensive touchdown. Well, they didn't score an offensive touchdown, but they did score offensive points, especially at the end of the game.
Yeah, when you needed it, you couldn't stop.
Right.
Okay, you got a point. They've only given up one defensive touchdown in two games, mm-hmm. and you lost both of them. But, okay, that there are times where you can get off the field. You weren't able to do it yesterday when you needed it, when everything counted. Man, that big pass interference call on Debo really set them up. And like you say, as soon as, you know, they set it up in field goal range, you knew Koo was not going to miss it. He's been money, especially up against the Saints. He don't miss.
Nope, he does not. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 504-260-187 if you have any questions or comments. We pretty well called it and look, we're wrong about a lot of stuff too, but about the Tyler Allgeier and about the walk-off field goal, because that's exactly what happened. But look, you know, Saints liable to beat the Falcons. It's just the way the series goes when they host them here in the Dome. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. They'll be second-guessing tonight on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi, Bay St. Louis. It's the Silver Slipper Casino. Starts at 4 o'clock. Head out there, have some fun with them, or listen here on WWL. Mike, you look at where the Saints are now, and you look ahead to the future, and you look at the injury situation and the rest of the season. Give me some reason for optimism.
Well, to be honest with you, I thought they'd be 1-3 at this point, mm-hmm. during the season. I didn't think they'd be 2-2. I think maybe early on, those first two games, I can't say it was a mirage because it actually happened. But I think a lot of people felt, you're going to get this every game offensively. That wasn't going to be the case. I know we spoke about it so much on Sports Talk. Deuce was the same way, that team's going to adjust to what you do offensively. And you're not going to put up those points. Your defense, man, has really played pretty well overall. I'd like to get a better pass rush, but they are getting after it and play to run a little bit better. But, man, you really couldn't ask too much more from your defense than what you're getting at this stage. For an NFL defense, those guys get paid, too, on the other side. Offensively, I think that's where this team has got to be able to find maybe another piece of the puzzle here. And especially in the passing game, you saw it yesterday, even with Olave and Rashid had a really good game other than the muff punt as far as receiving, catching the football. I'd love to get one more piece of the puzzle here from the pitch and catch part of the game as a receiver. And, man, Alvin's carrying the workload for you on offense. You go back to Taysom, and throughout his college career, he had difficulties staying healthy. He's been sort of banged up the last couple of years here and there, but, man, it's starting to pile up now. And so I'd like to see him try to go out and get another piece of the puzzle as a receiver to help your offense out. Offensive line-wise, good luck with that. Everybody's looking for offensive linemen. And for the most part, I thought the offensive line held up better than I thought it would yesterday, especially with a guy who had never, ever played center before in an NFL game. I thought Shane Lemieux, who I knew could play because he was a starting guard with the Giants, but he couldn't stay healthy. The Giants hated to cut him loose. But, you know, they had sort of gotten tired of the constant injuries with him. I thought he played pretty well yesterday at that center spot. So, nobody's running away with this, Tommy. Nobody in the NFC is running away with this. The Vikings look good now, but, you know, other than them, everybody's got their problems. Mm-hmm. Every other team in the NFC has got their issues.
Tell me about running back with the Saints, because I don't know how beat up Alvin Kamara is after yesterday. I don't know what's behind him. Jamal Williams has not shown me a lot of anything.
Well, there I agree. We had some guy call Thursday.
Yeah.
He won a debate that Jamal Williams is the best running back the Saints have on the team.
I hope he wasn't
because
driving.
Because he's averaging more per carry than Taysom and Alvin, which, man, again, I know they got sales on TVs, but that's beside the point. You got what you got at running back. And Alvin is banged up, but he's going to answer the bell. Again, those type running backs, it's difficult to go out and get that bell cow guy that can carry a big load for you offensively. Other teams are looking for that too. There's just so many, you know, just a few guys that can do it at that level, Tommy. they just not on the side of the street with their hands up in the air. So when you have injuries like they do with Taysom and they have with Alvin, who's been able to fight through it, that's what you got the rest of the season.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll look ahead to the Chiefs game, which is on Monday night there in Kansas City, which, you know, you can – probably have picked a better place to play, or maybe a better team to play at this point. But again, like Mike's saying, it's the NFL, and that's what's so frustrating about it is you can find some positives out of the game yesterday, but it was just so close and just like every Falcons game. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Back with Mike Dettelier, Tommy Tucker, WWL 655. Mike, before we get to the Chiefs, you know, I'm looking at the stats here with receptions. Other than Olave and Shahid, really the tight ends were non-existent. Tipton had a target. I think Johnson had three targets, two receptions. Kamara was the third leading targeted receiver. You got Olave at 10, Shahid at 11, and Kamara at 9. Not a lot of real distribution there when it comes to Saints receivers. Are we looking at Olave and Shaheed, and that's about it?
It's about it. You hope that Tipton can come around to help you, but the tight ends have not been a big part of this attack, and that's why I say, make a phone call or two to see if I can't get me another receiver to help out in the pitch catch part of the game, because this isn't going to change, okay? It isn't going to change unless you change personnel and bring in somebody else.
Saints have had a hard time in the past. We talk about stopping the run, containing quarterbacks, and Patrick Mahomes has been known to take off, you know.
Yeah, one thing with Patrick, he's not considered a runner. Mm-hmm. He more scrambles around to try to buy time for his receivers, but he will run it if you give him an opportunity. Tommy, it's so reminiscent. It's almost carbon copy of a year ago. The Chiefs are winning because of their defense, and now they've got all these injuries on offense. They've lost their two starting receivers in Rashee Rice for the season, Hollywood Brown for the season. Isaiah Pacheco with a leg issue, a broken leg, he's out, I think, another 6 to 7 weeks. And you can see with Travis Kelce, he's in the winter years of his NFL career. And yet they still find a way to win. You look at game one. The Ravens had him. Then two errant passes late, and the point of a shoe gets out of bounds, and they end up with a W. Joe Burrow and the Bengals had him. And, you know, then you had a defensive back. He tries to run through a wide receiver, and that was interference play. It gives them an opportunity, walk-off field goal, and win the game. You look at Atlanta. They had opportunities to win that game on Sunday night. Could not put them away. Yesterday, I thought the Chargers were going to put the L. I thought they were going to give them their first L. Sure enough, their defense has played terrific, and they've done just enough on offense to win. People, the referees cheat for them. Are they lucky? No, they find a way to win. You got to give it to Andy Reid. He's found a different way to win. He's an offensive-oriented coach, but he's found a way to win with a kicking game and great defense. Because his skill sets on offense have really been diminished because of injuries. You still have Mahomes late in the game, that he comes up with a play or two that ends up pulling it out. So I expect a close game against Kansas City. I really do. They are not going to blow anybody out at this stage. They don't have the offensive firepower to do so. Figure out a way to win. Figuring out a way to win. That's what Reed has done. They're such a well-coached football team in Kansas City. I give them credit. They're maximizing everything they have on offense. It's not great, but boy, what they got on defense is really good. And in today's world, it's an anomaly.
Yeah,
see that type defense.
Andy Reid's going to have to get that thinking cap on again after losing Rashee Rice yesterday after running into Mahomes.
Yeah.
So with the ACL.
And so now you got injuries stacking up, and yet they 4-0.
Got to find a way to win. That's what it's all about, huh, Mike?
That's it. That's all it's all about.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, as always. We'll listen.
Thank you, Tommy.
We'll listen this afternoon. Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert, Second Guess, live on location, Silver Slipper, Bay St. Louis. They'll talk about the Saints and LSU, then the Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show at 6:30. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, head coach Dennis Allen, then at 7, wide receivers coach Keith Williams. Then it's Monday Night Football, Seahawks at Lions, all here on WWLAMFM.com, free Odyssey app. Talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU when we come back.